大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph。
今天要教大家怎么样吐槽人，虽然说讲别人坏话的确不是很好，但是有时候姐妹们的聚会 you know, 就是会吐槽。 So Joseph, did you ever talk about anyone behind their backs? You know, speak ill of them?
Well, I have talked about people behind their backs, but in my opinion, there's a difference between complaining to a friend about another person and then maybe just gossiping about them and maybe making up rumors or lies. I've never gossiped.
好，不要狡辩了啊！碰到真的不喜欢的人的时候呢，要吐槽。我们除了讲 I hate that guy 之外，今天要教你多一些多种多样的说法，就是花式吐槽。如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。好，我们说到今天的第一个形容词叫做 horrible.
Right, and I know that horrible and the word horror have similarities, but horrible doesn't necessarily mean the same thing as horror. It just means bad.
好 ,Joseph 很在意这个事情啊，就是呢 ,horrible 在我们中文当中很多时候会翻译成可怕的，但是其实它不是那种令人害怕的那个意思，它就是表示很糟糕 ,bad, 就这个意思。所以呢当你吐槽人的时候可以用到这个词，它就是表示 when someone behaved in a very rude, unkind, or annoying way.
Right, like if I say she is a horrible person, it means she is not a good person.
就吐槽句型一来了啊， she's a horrible person. 或者 I really don't like her at all, she's horrible. 就我真的一点都不喜欢她，真的很讨厌。我已经感受到今天这一期节目会很表气啊。
Right, and in America we believe thatboys and girls can both be horrible, but boys hurt each other physically with their hands. They get into a fight, but girls hurt each other emotionally with their words. Both are horrible.
Yeah, I think it's the same worldwide. 就是所有地方都是一样的，男生之间反正就拳头说话嘛，但是女生就经常会很表气，然后在背后讲人家的坏话啊。
And the second part with horrible, if you are a horrible person,You're probably also horrible to somebody, so don't be horrible to somebody.
就是特别的指对某一个人不友善的话，你可以讲 be horrible to somebody.
I think I'll just leave if you're going to be horrible to me.
就说你要是凶我，我就走。好，下一个词叫做 unpleasant. I think this one is not that bad as horrible, right?
Right, they're both not good, but I believe unpleasant is...much less bad than horrible.
Yeah. 就是说态度不好或者说不太友善的感觉。比如说大家一定碰到过去餐厅服务员态度不好，或者说去超市收银员态度不好的时候，那就可以吐槽说 That man in the grocery store is always so unpleasant. 就超市那个人啊总是很不友善。
Right, and just as before, you could say a horrible person, and you can say an unpleasant person, you could say...be horrible to someone, and of course, to be unpleasant to someone.
真的很喜欢绕口令。然后呢，和刚刚这个 horrible 一样，你可以说对某人态度特别不好，就用到 be unpleasant to somebody. 比如说 you shouldn't have been so unpleasant to her. She was only trying to help. 就是打圆场和事佬嘛，就是说你不该对她态度那么不好的，她只是想要帮忙而已。
Our next word is nasty.Someone who is nasty is very unpleasant and is often unkind to people.
Nasty 翻译成中文就是令人讨厌的或者令人不愉快的，非常的直接啊。比如说吐槽前老板 My first boss was a really nasty person. 就我第一个老板让人非常的讨厌。
Or you could say, I'd avoid him if I were you, he can be quite nasty.
就是我要是你我就避开他，他让人非常的讨厌。那记住这个词 N-A-S-T-Y, nasty.
下一个 obnoxious.
这个词可能相对有点陌生啊，拼写一下 O-B-N-O-X-I-O-U-S. It's rude and offensive.
Deliberately rude, especially
yeah,
offensive.
就是很有意的无理和冒犯。
You behaving like a spoiled, obnoxious child.
就是 spoiled 这个词也用的挺多的，就是被宠坏的意思。你现在呢，就像一个被宠坏的没礼貌的小孩。
好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
Okay, the next one is very easy and common, 叫做 mean.
Right, we talked about this one last time. It's an adjective. It means cruel or not kind. An example would be, don't be so mean to her.
对，就是不要对她这么刻薄嘛。或者说最简单的吐槽， that's really mean, 这也太过分了吧。
And the last one we're going to talk about is creep, and that would be a person that is unpleasant and behaves in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable.
这个比较狠了，我觉得意思就是卑鄙小人，或者说讨厌鬼。比如说吐槽 What a creep! He didn't say that, did he? What a creep! 就是他天哪，他真的说这样的话了吗？真是让人讨厌呢。
An example would be, Get out of here, you little creep! You make me sick.
But I guess if you say this, you are being unpleasant.
Well, I guess if the person's creepy, I don't care if I'm unpleasant to them.
Okay.好啦，今天的内容怎么说呢？反正我只管教导大家，大家要怎么用，用得多过分，我一概不负责。我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
我们下期再见咯，拜拜。